The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned to him and said to Peter, "Get behind me, you Satan. You're an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but the one who loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit your life? What can give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory. He will repay everyone according to their conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We gather on this first Sunday of September. At this 10 o'clock hour, we are mindful of those who are enduring great suffering. This past week, we saw what the power of nature and the hurricane that came to our nation. We're very close to those who are suffering right now. Those who've lost their lives, and those whose lives have been totally turned upside down in feet of water. Not just in Houston, but Beaumont, Port Arthur, Lake Charles, and other places as well. And so we unite ourselves this morning in prayer for those who are suffering. We watch those images this week and put our own suffering into perspective, huh? And also those lives who are going to be forever changed. Can't think but those who are in school and their schools are not ready to receive them. And those whose health is challenged by the water and all the bacteria, all the things of life, and holding on to that promise of politicians that everything is going to be all right. It's in that context today that we pray. And also remembering those who have great suffering in their family this morning. We have members who are in the hospital, those who are very sick. So all that comes together this morning as we ask for God's blessing upon this word this morning. Let us pray. Let's extend our hands in prayer. That God might recognize and realize our need. We stand in need of prayer this morning. And ask for God's guidance today. Father Almighty, we thank you this morning for allowing us to get up this morning. Recognizing those who did not make it the way we have. And we are aware, Lord, that we are blessed in so many ways. And so we ask you to be with us today as we heard this word proclaimed and sung in song, that it might be preached to us in such a manner that it might make sense to us, Lord, that we might go from here convicted to serve you. I ask, Lord, for your guidance and the prayers of your people to strengthen me today, that my word may be your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I am a person who likes the news. I'm not sure if anybody else watches a lot of news, but I do. And sometimes, even when I'm working, I'm listening and watching the news from a distance. It's usually sports or news kind of occupies my television set. In the car, I listen to the news because I like to know what's going on. And this week, I'm not sure how you were moved this week, but I was certainly moved by, as I mentioned, the images of those who are suffering so greatly with the hurricane. I just couldn't get myself imagining what it'll be like to have a river of water flowing down Lehigh Avenue. I couldn't imagine what it's like to have your life literally submerged. And things that you hold on to, you can't replace, that are gone. Wondering where your family is. So I was just caught up in that. But also, I thought to myself, this is the best of America. Amen. When people come together and help each other, yeah, and take care of each other, and serve each other, and extend themselves. You see, we don't have to wait to make America great again. America is great. When she comes together, when she serves each other, when she works, that's the great American spirit we have. So along with those images of death and destruction, we saw people sacrifice their lives to go back into danger, to show love and concern for somebody else. The same love and concern that's shown by those who work in our law enforcement, firefighters. I always have so much respect for firefighters and police officers. They go in to the danger to sacrifice their own lives to save somebody else. You see, it didn't matter if you voted Democrat or Republican, if you were for Hillary or for Trump. It didn't matter if you had documentation born here in this country. It didn't matter if you were black or white. Born this way or not born this way, it didn't matter. But someone saw a need. We saw people extend themselves in service. I couldn't help but say, Lord, how good you are to pour out that spirit of self-sacrifice in the hearts of so many good people. Because I still believe there are more good people than bad people. I live that way of a positive nature. We received this week this email from the Archdiocese directing us in every church to have a collection. It says, taking up the weekend of 16-17 September. We're going to do it today. We're going to do it next week and the week after that. He said, I don't need a directive or a missive of the Archdiocese to do right. Maybe some churches need, I don't need that. What gives me direction and guidance is the Word of God that tells me when somebody is hurting, you reach out, you reach down, you reach up, and you help them. Amen?
Amen.
And so we will do right. Unite ourselves in prayer, support. Because prayer is one thing, we have to do more than that sometimes, church. We got to dig a little bit deeper today and give what we have and extend it to somebody else who's hurting this morning. But I couldn't help but title this word today, this preach today, this sermon today, Search and Rescue. Search and Rescue. Repeat after me. Search. And rescue. If you were listening to the Word of God today, listening to the gospel specifically, you know it's a continuation of last Sunday. I thank God I'm Catholic. Because by being Catholic, I don't have to depend on what Pastor feels like preaching on today. You see, the Word of God is a continuation. It's an order. It's a liturgy. We are in year A. It means Matthew's gospel text dominates this year. You don't have to, what is Father? You should know what the Word says because you've already read it before you came to church. Matthew 16 today is a part two. Last week, Jesus says, who do people say I am? He's not taking a survey. He's not interested in how am I doing. He's not a politician. He's trying to win votes. He's asking, what are people saying about me? And more importantly, Is there a difference between what they say and what you say? What he's doing is aligning, paralleling the word and the world. Have you distinguished yourself from the world? Are you following the world? Y'all with me this morning? Following the world's dictate? Or are you step away and living in Christ? Peter says, I know you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. And Jesus says, blessed are you because it did not come from you. It's been revealed to you. It's been given to you, a revelation, a gift from God. He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That word Christ means anointed. It means set apart. It means Messiah. It means someone who is different from the rest of the world. Anybody in church baptized besides me? It might have been a little dab or do you if you had been baptized by Father Thorne. It all came out on you. Poured out. I poured all on you. Because when you are baptized in Christ, you're never baptized again. It's one time. You'll never be the same again once you're baptized in Christ and when that oil pours on your head. You are distinguished. You are anointed. You are Christ person. Meaning that your life should be different from the rest of the world. Anybody in church been confirmed in the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
That means they came back to make sure if you didn't get it the first time, you're going to confirm now. Seal them up. Seal them up. Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Meaning that you go out and you show yourself different, anointed. Y'all ain't with me this morning. Different and anointed from the rest of the world. And Jesus says, yes, I'm the anointed one. I'm the Christ. I've been sent here to search and rescue. Christ came on a mission of search and rescue. I'm so glad he came into our world on a mission of search and rescue. But the devil is always busy.
Oh, yes.
And he shows up in all kinds of ways.
Yes.
You see, Peter might have got that revelation, but he was still in the world. Some of us may have gotten revelation, may have been baptized, may have been confirmed, but you're still stepping in the world stuff. Just because you go to church. Because everybody in church ain't in church. Everybody in church ain't in church. That's why the word says today, do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by your mind's renewal. Asking God to always get your mind right. Because sometimes the things you think are right, you got to pray about it. You got to get some help sometimes. Jesus is taken aside. I love this line. Peter takes him aside by himself and begins to rebuke him. Because Jesus says, Messiah, Christ means I must suffer, die, and rise at the hands of church folk. See, before Pilate got to the middle of it, there were church folks upset about Jesus. He preached the gospel they didn't want to hear. He preached a word they didn't want to get. Church folks. to try to silence the voice of God. God forbid, Lord, no such thing ever happened to you. What Peter basically is saying, he's speaking the words of Satan. That's why he says, get out of my way. You're a Satan. The Greek says, diabolos. You're diabolical. Something that's diabolical, something that diabolos, it's a stumbling block. It gets in your way. I love how Jesus gives us instruction as Christian folks how to deal with the devil. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. When you see stumbling blocks come from your blessing, when you see people get in the way of you, you look them in the face because you can't be afraid of the devil. And you say to him or her, whoever it may be, get out of my way. Get out of my way. You're blocking my way. Get out of my way. Because the devil's busy. Because he wanted Jesus to get off the path of his Father's mission. Get out of my way, you Satan. And when you speak that word, you too participate in the life of Satan. Get out of my way. When people come at you and stop your mission, if you know who you are, if you know whose you are, if you know that you know that you are God's child, if you know that, when someone comes at you with some mess, when they say to you, you're too old to go back to school, get out of my way. When they say to you, you're a woman, get out of my way. When they say you're too black, get out of my way. When they say things to you, you say to them back, get out of my way. Even when they tell you that there's nothing else we can do. Somebody knows what I'm talking about when the doctor says there's nothing else we can do for you. You stare that negative message and you say, get out of my way. This is God's time, God's clock. God's going to do what God wants to do. Get out of my way with that mess. How many of us are stuck? Stuck. Because we know who we are and afraid to claim the victory that God has given to us. Because we allow somebody else to block your blessings.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus says, Peter, get out of my way. You're an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but human beings do. You are still in the world. Get out of my way. He goes on to tell them, if you want to truly be great, you got to serve. You want to reach the crown of glory? Pick up your cross and follow me. If you want to truly claim the victory of Easter glory, Resurrection Day, Victory Day, you got to go through Lent and Good Friday. There's no way around it. He shows us what we're called to do. As he went on a mission of search and rescue, finding those who are stuck and giving them a word of encouragement to rise up and be the person you're called to be. Giving someone a word to say to them, yes, you can. Yes, we can. If we come together and love and serve each other, because love is still in need of love today with hate going around. I'm not so much concerned by a president who comes down and kisses babies and hands out a couple of meals. I'm more concerned what you're going to do on Tuesday for those who are suffering and worried about being deported from this country. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about how you treat people. That's just all show to me. But true search and rescue is walking with people and helping them to rise up. Why else am I here? Why do I belong here? Why do I stay here unless somebody knows that God is searching for you? God wants to rescue you from anything that keeps you away from what God has for you. It is for you.
Yeah.
Why am I here unless somebody knows?
Yeah.
They've been blessed by a word that says to them, well, maybe I can be a little bit more than I was yesterday. I know I ain't what I should be. I know I ain't what I could be. But I thank God. I thank God. I thank God I ain't what I used to be. And somebody could get up this morning and just testify to what God has done for you, how God has searched for you and rescued you from the wretches of sin. God's been good to you. God has rescued you. You could be someplace else this morning. Get up and give God the praise and the thanks this morning. Give him the praise, even when it hurts. You hold on, maybe by that tree branch. You hold on to that raft boat. Because I'm so glad. I cling to the tree of life. I cling to that tree of Jesus. I cling to it knowing that he will search and rescue me. Yes. We have to do more than pray. More than add a couple extra dollars to the pot. We have to do what's being done in our country right now. Search and rescue somebody who's lost. Search and rescue for someone who does not think that God loves them. Search and rescue for that person who feels, God can't love me, I'm so far gone. Search and rescue for that person who says, I know who I am. I might be black, I might be ugly, but I'm God's child. I know who I am. And when you know that, it changes. It changes, church. I'm so glad that God came and sent his son to search and rescue Stephen Thorne. As far away as I go from God, God in his goodness continues to send out a rescue for me, that I might be a source of encouragement, might be a source to tell somebody, anybody, especially these young people who are about to come up in a few moments. They too, if they give themselves away and allow God to use them, if they open up themselves to all that this new academic year has for them, if they realize that their own brothers and sisters do not have a school to go back to, they might understand they too are called to search and rescue. I'm going to ask the children, the young people, not the young at heart, not the childish. We got some of the olds in here who are childish, but the childlike. I want anybody who's going to pre-K to 12th grade to come up. Up. And I want you to come right here at this altar. This side and this side. Face the altar. Come up, come up. Bring the babies up too. Just our young people. Face the altar. Face the altar. Face the altar. Face the altar. I want you to kneel down. Go ahead. You got some good knees. Come up, no, come up here. Make some room, come up. It's an altar call for young people. Just the altar call for the youth today. Because they're our future. They're the ones we have to have a hope for. Bring them up. Bring them up, bring them up. We want to bless you in a different way this year, young people. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Because if you just give yourself away and know that God loves you, and God has given you so many blessings, if my children would come up today, whether they're in high school or kindergarten, you might find some hope for this world. You have not been tainted by all the stuff that we bring into the world today. So, loving God, may they feel the blessing of the elders today. Extend your hands. As a new academic year begins, may they realize how blessed they are. They go to some of the best schools, but they must continue to use their gifts, the talents, to make our world a better place. Loving God, bless the teachers and the principals and all those responsible for their parents especially. May they know that Jesus came to search and rescue them. And they can build a better world than we have. A one where love is shown. No matter what your race, your language, your gender, your culture, your orientation may be, you are God's child. May Almighty God bless our young people this new academic year. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May you go back to your schools this year and make our world a better place. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Dear young people, Sunday after Sunday, we hear the beautiful sound of a violin. If you want an example of what you're called to be, listen very beautifully to the gift of Angelique Tucker. She's a senior at Rowan University, majoring in civil engineering. Who says women can't learn science? Who says women can't learn science? And she is a four-year academic scholarship, finishing up, handling her business. And so, you have so many role models, young people. To see this young lady who comes and blesses us Sunday after Sunday, an example of somebody who knows the power of God's love and the power of school. You make our world a better place by going back to school. And one day, like Angelique, you will sing God's praises. You will also walk like you got somewhere to go. Amen.